14 meters in poverty in Britain. May's social mobility team quits. End Tory war on poor Laurel Fogarty. Just weeks after Chancellor Philip Hammond boasted that Tory MPs had never had it so good, the Joseph Rowntree Foundation has published an explosive report showing the rest of us are suffering through the first sustained rise in child and pensioner poverty for 20 years. The report showed that 14 million people in the UK, over 20% of the population, are living below the poverty line, struggling to keep a roof over their heads and food on the table. This figure includes 4 million children now living below the poverty line in households that cannot meet their basic needs. These children are less likely to do well at school and more likely to suffer from health problems compared to their richer counterparts, pushing them into a cycle of poverty that spans generations. Even for those in work, the report shows that insecure and poorly paid employment does not keep people out of poverty. Despite Tory lies, 8 million people in poverty live in families where at least one person is in work. 1 in 8 workers, 3.7 million people, are living paycheck to paycheck, spending most of their income on extortionate rents. The fight for an end to zero-hour contracts and for a real living wage is more crucial than ever. While workers make huge profits for their bosses, our families are falling into poverty. This AMA's desperate empty promise to tackle society's burning injustices is now embarrassing even Tory advisers. Her entire social mobility team has quit over the government's lack of action. As the Tories forge ahead with cuts to benefits alongside the disastrous Universal Credit Program, they are forcing millions more into poverty, debt and homelessness. This cruel government has limped on for long enough. Its political agenda of austerity and privatization has contributed to the deaths of over 120,000 people. The Tories, aided in many cases by the Blairites, have committed what the researchers who produced that figure have called economic murder. They have forced children into poverty, the effects of which will follow these young people throughout their lives. The power to bring this government to its knees lies with workers. We must fight for coordinated strikes to bring down the Tories and for democratic workers' control of the economy. Socialist policies can reverse the shameful rise in poverty shown in this report.